My mom taught me to open my heart and home to others. We always had people around for dinner, and Mom served everyone cheerfully without complaint. There's always a way to make the food stretch to serve one more person. There was always room at my mom's table, and there is always room at mine.
Hello, and welcome to Women of Hope, where today we're going to share something a little different. We thought that we would ask some grown-up daughters what they learned from their mothers as they were growing up.
Oh, no.
If you're a younger mother, you might learn some interesting things about what your daughter can learn from you. And if you're an older mother, you might hear some things that your daughter might say if we asked her what she learned from you. And if you're a daughter, listen to the things that these daughters have learned from their mothers, and maybe you could tell your mother what you've learned from her.
I think today is going to be one of those days when we should make a cup of tea and sit together to chat, listen, and share some lovely thoughts and ideas about mothers and daughters. I hope you can do that. Relax and enjoy our time together.
I asked my friend's daughter, Sarah, what her mother, Ellen, had taught her, and this is what she said. My mom taught me to be strong. When I was growing up, she taught me two things about being strong. Firstly, that sometimes people would have different views than me, and I could keep my views and let them keep theirs. And she taught me not to get upset if I couldn't change their point of view to see it my way. The second thing that she taught me was that when someone is depending on you for something, you must follow through, even if you're busy or tired. And I also learned from my mom to let my yes be yes, my no be no. She taught me to stick to my word and not be persuaded by others to go against what I said that I was going to do.
That's a great thing to learn from your mother, isn't it?
It is. And it's very good that she learned to stick to her word. It's not always easy to do that, is it? People can make you change your mind, or you might just decide that it's too hard to do what you promised that you were going to do.
Did Sarah say anything else?
Yeah, you know, she said that her mom taught her to be patient. She taught her to be proud of her home and keep it clean and organized. And she said that her mother always kept the house clean and ready for visitors. And here's the last one from Sarah. She said, my mom taught me to make lists so that I could see clearly what I needed to do. From school projects when I was a girl, to university studies, to catering for weddings, or to running a women's refuge, or to being a high school teacher. Making lists have helped me so much to be really organized in my whole life.
I love lists. Making a list is the best way for me to see what I need to do and get done. The best. I love crossing things off the list as I do them.
So do I.
Now we're going to hear from my friend Marge's daughter, Nisha. She says, my mother taught me to be confident. She used to say to me, God has made you special, and He will help you to face whatever it is that would make you nervous or afraid. Be selfless. Think of what someone else might need before yourself. Help them if you can, either by giving material things or just showing friendship and support when they go through difficult times. This means having compassion and not being selfish.
I think that's a great thing to learn from your mother, to take care of others before yourself.
And here's the next part. I like this one. Love your family, warts and all.
That's great. And that means that you love them even when they annoy you or you don't feel like loving them, doesn't it?
It does. Nisha said, they will not always be near you, and one day it may be too late to show them how much you love and appreciate them. Give practical support when they go through difficulties. And the last one from Nisha, trust in God. No matter what happens to you, He has a plan for your life, and His plan is best.
Oh, that is such good advice from your mother. You know, there are some words in the Bible, God's Word, that tell us just that. They say, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope."
We sometimes hear Roz on Women of Hope. Well, today we're not going to hear her, but we found out what her daughter Adele said she learned from her mother.
That's right. The first thing Adele said when her mother asked her what she had learned from her was, "If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all." That made Roz laugh because she can remember saying that a lot, especially when her children were small. She also said, "My mom taught me to be adventurous and to be young and curious in spirit. She taught me to be kind and, most of all, to be yourself, even if I was embarrassed by her in public sometimes." She also said, "I learned from my mom that people are more important than possessions." She said, "My mom taught me how to sing in harmony. I know they used to sing together, so that was a good one." And the last one sort of made me laugh. "My mom taught me how to hang clothes on the clothesline."
Well, it is important to know how to hang the clothes straight and not crumpled so that they can dry properly. So Adele's mom taught her to be herself, and that people are more important than things, and that's good.
We're together on Women of Hope, and today we're sharing what some daughters have learned from their mothers. I hope you're enjoying hearing from these grown-up daughters. If you're a daughter who's listening, maybe you can think about what you've learned from your mother and what you would like your daughter to learn from you when you're a mother. Lois has a daughter, Rachel. So let's hear what Rachel said that she learned from her mother.
Rachel says, "Mom taught me about morals and values, particularly during my teenage years, as I was growing as a Christian woman. She showed me her love of hospitality and always welcomed people into our home, big groups, families, couples, and singles, and my friends. I have developed this love of hospitality, and we welcome many people into our home now. When we moved to another city, our openness meant that we made so many friends."
That is such a good lesson for all of us, isn't it? If we have an open home and welcome people, well, then we're going to make friends. Have you noticed how many of the daughters have said that their mothers love to invite people into their homes? And isn't it a good thing that it seems to pass on down to their daughters? What a wonderful world it would be if all daughters learned from their mothers to open their homes to other people.
That's very true, Carol. And Rachel said some more interesting things. "Mom has a different perspective on life because we have different personalities. When we talk about problems and challenges I face, Mom always helps me to see things from another point of view." Rachel went on to say, "Mom taught me about discipline and focus in my teaching studies and in my work. I tend to be a bit free-ranging, and my mom has taught me to be more focused and organized."
Wow, that is a good thing. I'd like my daughter to say that I taught her to be focused and organized, wouldn't you?
Are you enjoying hearing what these daughters have learned from their mothers today on Women of Hope? I am. Maybe it's time to get a fresh cup of tea and make yourself comfortable as we listen to some more.
Now, here's another person that you've heard often on Women of Hope, Fran. She asked her daughter, Kate, the same question. "What did you learn from me as you were growing up?" And Kate had quite a lot to say. Firstly, she talked about the practical things. Fran is a very practical person and very artistic. She makes and alters her own clothes. So let's hear what her daughter, Kate, said. "My mom taught me sewing. How to thread a needle, hand stitch, hem, sew on buttons, and use a sewing machine. and she taught me drawing, perspective, and how to really look at things. She loves her garden, so she taught me how to prune and water and care for the plants.
What a practical person our Fran is.
Well, she certainly is, but that's not all she taught her daughter. Kate told us that what her mother taught her about how to live life. She said, "My mother taught me to give away money to poor and suffering people, and not just little amounts. She told me always to help people. She taught me that when you have worries or problems, the best thing is to pray about it. And she told me, life isn't fair, but you should be."
I like that, and it's so true. Instead of feeling sorry for ourselves, we should make sure we treat others fairly.
And this is a good one. There is never any excuse to be unkind to anyone or look down on them. Oh, that's so true. We wish everyone thought the same way. And Fran also taught Kate that making money isn't important and having nice things isn't important. Doing the right thing is the only really important thing.
These are great things to learn from your mom, aren't they? Have you noticed that most of the daughters have also talked about putting other people first?
You know, finally, Kate told us that what her mother taught her about being a woman was this, that you should try to look nice and wear flattering clothes. After you get married, it's good to dress attractively for your husband, but not to make other men look at you.
Now, that's very important, to look attractive only for your husband and not for other men.
We're so glad that you could join us today as we hear from a bunch of daughters and what they've learned from their mothers.
I can just picture a bunch of daughters looking like a bunch of beautiful flowers. Another person we hear from sometimes is Carol's friend Stevie. Carol, would you like to tell us what Stevie said?
Sure. Stevie said, "You know, my mom taught me to do whatever I could do for myself. You see, you might remember that I have a disability called cerebral palsy. I don't have complete control over the movements of my body. I have some difficulty walking and talking, and there are some little tasks that I really can't do for myself. When I was very little, Mom took me to the therapist who helped me to do exercises that would make my body stronger and to help my mouth and my tongue to move better so that I could speak more clearly. Mom helped me with the things I couldn't do, but she let me do the things that I could do. She encouraged me to be independent. I am so grateful for that because now I can do most things myself. I went to a regular school and a regular college, and now I enjoy working and I love to write."
Oh, Stevie writes beautiful poetry. Her mind is very active, even if her body won't do the things she wants. And she prays a lot. She loves God, and she prays for other people. She prays for us, and she prays for you.
And guess what, Tammy?
Oh, no.
It's now your turn. I talked to Tammy's daughter, and I'd like to tell you what she said about her mom. Her name is Rachel, and she is the mother of two young boys. Are you ready, Tammy?
I think I can be.
Rachel told me that when we were growing up, our home was a place where we could find refuge, a place where we could be protected from the world and its dangers and judgments. It was a place where we could be comfortable being ourselves, a place where we were accepted and loved. She said, "My mom taught me that the home was an important thing to build and protect." Well, you know, it sounds like your daughter felt very safe at home, Tammy, and that is really good. But not everyone feels safe at home. We really feel for you if you don't feel safe in your home, and we pray that you will be able to find safety. And we pray, too, that God will take care of you.
We often pray for you that God will provide what you need and that he will show you his love and peace in your home and give you hope. Now, Carol, it's time for me to share what your daughter, Katie, told me. Katie is in her 30s and single, and she works not far away, so she still sees her mom quite often. I love some of the things Katie told me that she learned from her mother. Here we go. Carol, do you have your tissue handy? She said, I learned that with a little imagination, the smallest of everyday things can become part of a magical world that you can create for yourself. Carol, did she have a good imagination?
She sure did. She always was creating stories and dragging her little brother on adventures around the world.
No, I really like this. You will always feel better if you get your work done before you play. That's a great principle for anyone to live by, and I'm sure we can enjoy our times of relaxing so much better when we have our work done. And another one, know when you need to rest. She also said, if you have the right attitude, work can be fun. I'm sure that not all work can be fun, but it's a good way to look at things, isn't it? To try to get enjoyment out of what you can. Katie has learned a lot from you, Carol, about work and having a good attitude to work.
I think it's always been important to me, and I'm glad that she's really learned those things.
And here's something else she said. Just like we've heard from most of the other daughters, taking care of others and serving them is a joyful and satisfying experience. And a thought about family life, the bond and trust within a family is sacred and to be guarded lovingly. What do you think she means by this, Carol?
Well, I tried to teach our family to care for each other and to respect secrets and weaknesses and to always be there for each other.
And your daughter has learned some important spiritual truths from you, too. She said, you can talk to God in an intimate way, the way you would to a family member or a loved one. And that's right. You don't need special words. And the last one, when you put your faith in Jesus, you can be secure forever.
Katie knows that God's word says in John chapter 5, I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life.
You know, in God's word, in the book of Proverbs, wise old King Solomon said, start children off on the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not turn from it. All these daughters have said that they still do things that they learned from their mothers as they grew up.
And you know, in God's word, it tells us that long ago, God spoke to his people about his laws and promises. And he told the people to obey his commands. He said, be careful never to forget what you yourself have seen. Do not let these memories escape from your mind as long as you live. And be sure to pass them on to your children and your grandchildren. You know, we need to bring up our daughters and our sons to know and to love God.
We have to go now, but we do look forward to next time. We would love to hear from you. You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's TWR Women of Hope at twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week filled with God's blessings.